So I'm sitting here with Andreas Rickert, who is the CEO of Phineo AG. Andreas, thank you so much for being here with us.
Sure, it's great fun.
Let's start by talking a little bit about Phineo. What exactly is it that you guys do?
Well, Phineo is a quite unique and I would also say unusual organization. So I think it's worth to explain a little more in depth. So we call it a think tank and nonprofit consultancy for strategic philanthropy. And we started Phineo roughly 6 years ago, and it goes back to a quite simple observation we had made in Germany. So in Germany, we have a huge social sector. So we are talking about 600,000 nonprofits. We are talking about 100 billion euros going annually into the social sector. So that's great, but we don't have the infrastructure for the players, for the people who are willing to give funds to those organizations, because it's a very, I would say, systemic black box. And so we started Phineo to bring the right market intelligence for the people who want to do something for the social sector in Germany. And so we have different activities. So we are just conducting research to show what are the social challenges in Germany, what are funding gaps. But we also have a kind of rating agency activity. So we are analyzing nonprofits so that we can show the good ones who really deserve to get funding. So this is one part. So I say that's more market intelligence unit. And then we have a consultancy branch. So we are directly supporting, in particular, donors, strategic donors, how to spend their money wisely and with impact for social purposes.
When you're talking about investing or, you know, making philanthropic contributions to these social impact organizations, these nonprofits, is there anything in there that is similar to the impact investing that we see here in the United States?
So Phineo started by just focusing on philanthropic money. So the first activities were just analyzing nonprofits, and here we're really talking about nonprofits depending on grants. I mean, this is still a lot of work we are doing, but about a year ago, we extended our activities to the new field of impact investing. And so here we are, so since a year, we are active in that field, and now I have a little bit more a perspective on the market of impact investing. And even though it's a hot topic, it's a very, very small market in Germany at the moment. So if you compare it to other countries like the UK, but also to the US, the impact investing is already quite big. In Germany, it's just at the beginning. So we don't have real impact investing vehicles. There is not much money going into the impact investing field. So we just did a market research, and about 70 million euros have so far invested in impact investing in Germany. So if we have a very strict definition.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Is there, but at least my impression has been in the United States, and obviously Germany is developing a little differently, but here the impact investing definitely started from the nonprofit sector with big foundations, and also in a sense these micro-loan organizations sort of making these investments in high-risk social impact areas where they were definitely expecting a minimal, if not negative, return on their investment. And as they sort of grew that field, you know, private investors started getting interested in the term and thinking about what it meant in the private sector. But a lot of that impact investing concept for the United States started with impact investing abroad, so sort of in the goal of international development. And it's only recently that we've moved back towards the concept of impact investing domestically. But in Germany, it sounds like you guys are really talking about investing in domestic nonprofit organizations and domestic social impact firms. How are you assessing the effectiveness of these organizations? How are you finding them? How are you running your audit? How are you releasing the reports? I mean, what is it that Phineo is doing in that area?
So first of all, I completely agree. We also have the same in Germany. So the 70 million I have mentioned are investments made in Germany. If we have an international perspective, then we are talking about much more money, which have already been invested by German investors into impact investing vehicles applying their money abroad. And that comes out of the sheer observation that finding targets where you have a financial as well as a social return on investment is much easier, for example, in development aid than in a very mature and very settled social welfare state than in Germany. So this is why we also differentiate between impact investing made in Germany and impact investing where the money goes to other countries. The other thing is innovation. So usually the classical social donors are reluctant when it comes to very, very risky innovative approaches, even though they might promise a very high social and also maybe financial return. So these are two areas where we do see that there is a gap and that impact investing investors can really make a difference by putting money into the system. So that's on a meta level. And then we are now looking for organizations active in particular these niches, and we are conducting quite rigorous due diligence, so saying that we are looking at the business model as well as their social intervention, and then we are building social investment vehicles, so that can be either that we are just making a matching to a donor or investor directly, but we are also working on impact investing bonds, which are slightly more complex as they are involving also the social sector, the private sector as a donor, as well as the state, but we are experimenting on this as well.
A little bit deeper into what Fineo does, you guys have a policy of only releasing the NGOs you recommend. But to what degree do you have a responsibility to also warn investors about organizations, you know, that haven't passed your analysis? I mean, what if somebody wants to make an investment in a particular organization and you know it's not a good one, but you haven't released the information because you haven't recommended them?
Yeah, that's a good question. And we do both. So we do recommend publicly organizations which have gone through our rigorous due diligence and which have been awarded the so-called impact seal. But we also know other organizations, and at least in a bilateral situation, we also recommend those organizations or make matchings. And a little more precisely, so as we are working on different levels, we have different instruments. As I said, we started Fineo as a market intelligence agency. So we analyze the nonprofit sector without anyone who has asked in the first place for that information. We just provide information. So for example, we do sector reports on different issues, and then we also invite organizations active in those fields to be analyzed by us. So they don't pay for that, and it's risk-free. So far, we have analyzed about 800 organizations in the course of these sector reports, and we do recommend publicly 200. So these are listed on our website. Anyone who would like to give a grant or a donation to a good nonprofit can just search our website and say, look, I need an organization active in Berlin, working with children, small organization, and then they will find something on our website. Here we are not involved anymore in the matchmaking because they just use our public information and then everything is good. There is another level, so where a donor comes to us and says, I have a specific idea what I want to support, and I haven't found anything on your website which you do recommend publicly, but can you nevertheless help me to find the right organization? And then we basically consider all organizations which we already know, for example, also organizations which we have analyzed but have not received the impact seal, but also we might search directly for organizations as we now have someone who has a specific idea what they want to support. Mm. Here we are broadening our scope and basically trying to leverage the entire knowledge at Fineo and also making our matchmaking services available to the entire social sector.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So if we were to project out 5 years, where do you see Fineo in that time? The classic interview question, right?
That's indeed true. It's good to ask that question as we are now 5 years on the road, and so let's see where we might be in another 5 years. Mm-hmm. So when we, and now I start with a little look back, when we started Fineo 5-6 years ago, for me it was already a success that we were able to start Fineo. because it was a completely new thinking we introduced to the German social sector, because we said it's not primarily the matter how much money you give, but it really matters what the impact is going to be. So we did a lot of agenda setting for impact orientation. We did a lot of, I call it, donor education, so that they realized how they are good corporate citizens when we're talking about corporates, or how they do strategic philanthropy. And we also supported thousands of organizations to work towards more impact on the nonprofit side. So this is something where we started, and actually I'm already quite happy that we are still existing after 5 years, and that we also, I think, had quite some impact on the different target groups. And just to give you a number, so now we are 45 people at Pineo, which is by now, at least in Germany, really a hub when it comes to strategic philanthropy, and also international, we are more and more involved with our knowledge. So now, looking into the future, so of course, I hope that we are going to be there in 5 years' time. Now I'm quite optimistic that that will be the case.
Well, I'm sure you've done the research, but with startups, 9 out of 10 don't make it to 5 years. So you guys are already already on top.
Okay, that's good. but it's not only the sheer existence of Pineo, but I also want to have more impact. And that might also lead to the situation that we could even grow, because we do see that there is more need for our knowledge, and that we are expanding our activities. I've said, so we started as a market intelligence agency, so we are ramping up our research so that there is even more information available also to the wider public. What is the social sector? Who are the good organizations? How can we support them, etc.? Then we are expanding also our core target groups. So we started by focusing on the donor side, on the large foundations and also the big corporates. And they by now know Pineo, and they are working with Pineo, and they are using our knowledge. And now we're expanding our target group, for example, that we are very actively working together with the state on different levels, on the federal level, but also on the municipal level. So here we are trying really to play our role as an organization, matching the three different sectors so that they're working together. And just say the buzzword, collective impact. So here we are really introducing new tools. So this is the way that we are internationally, or nationally expanding our activities, but internationally we might even get more involved into the debates. I'm not saying that we are starting a Pineo in Madrid or in Singapore, but we will more try to do a knowledge transfer from all the things which we have learned in Germany, which might be relevant also to other countries and other target groups internationally. Just to give you an example, we have written a guidebook for nonprofits, how they can manage towards more impact. And that has already been downloaded now 20,000 times in Germany.
Wow.
So obviously, there is really a need for very practical tools so that nonprofits can learn how they can maximize their impact. So now we have already a Spanish version available. And next month, we are going to publish an English version, which we do in collaboration with the World Bank. So here you can see that we are using the knowledge and the tools which we have developed in Germany and now making them also available for the international team. So in a nutshell, so I hope that we can successfully expand our activities nationally and internationally.
So the English version of the report is not out yet?
No, it's not yet.
Okay, but you're doing that with the World Bank.
Exactly, but it will be out in May.
Great. So, I mean, that sounds great. I mean, I think there's definitely in Germany a need for that, and, you know, in the U.S. too, the concept is growing. But, you know, as you're going towards this vision and this sort of idea of increased collective impact in the next 5 years, what sort of challenges do you think you might be facing? I mean, it's a completely new industry. It's a new concept. Some people still don't fully understand it. But what are the unique challenges that you think Pineo will face as you go down this road?
Just on two different levels. Challenges which you have already faced throughout the last 5 years, and they will definitely be there also for the next 5 years. So one is on the level of the methodology. So all the things we do have already been quite unique and innovative, and also the things which we envision are quite new. So we always have to develop new tools That's challenging. Just to develop a social impact bond is not a trivial task. So we have to learn, we have to adjust it. So this is on the methodology level. So here we are, again, very much depending also on international exchange so that we can learn from each other. The other level is more a cultural point. All the things, the tools, but also our mindset, pretty new, in particular for the German social sector. I mean, at the beginning of our interview, you said that I'm using a lot of business language. Yes, we do, but I don't want to scare anyone by that. More that we are using tools from the private sector, but I hope with a lot of sensitivity, we're introducing them to the social sector. But in the social sector, there are a lot of people and organizations afraid of such thinking and such approaches, and we have to make clear that we don't want to harm anyone. We are not threatening any organization, but we really want to support organizations to achieve, according to their own missions, the best impact. And
yeah,
that might also mean that they are using new tools which have come or developed in the private sector. But here it's more a cultural thing, that we are not threatening anyone, but we are really there to help.
Yeah, that's a, we face a similar conflict here, in the sense that people, and this is changing. I mean, we've definitely seen it shifting, especially with the new B Corp certifications and concepts like that. But traditionally, there was always a suspicion of business in the nonprofit sector. It was almost a sense that, you know, if you ran your nonprofit like a business, or if you ran it efficiently and responsibly, that, you know, the values were being sacrificed, or there was some question about whether or not you were really following your core mission, your core ideals. And it took quite a bit of conversation to sort of move people away from that, to understand that thinking like a business person while running a social impact organization actually benefits the organization by making it more effective and more efficient. But there is still that sort of distrust a little bit of blurring those lines too much. So we definitely see that same cultural obstacle even here, where we have a longer tradition of individual and group philanthropy. Well, Andreas, that's great. Thank you so much for joining us today. We greatly appreciated your insights into impact investing and into activities that Fineo is doing, not just with impact investing, but also with assessing and measuring how to best give one's philanthropic dollars. We wish you all the best of luck with everything and look forward to seeing what milestones you hit in the next 5 years.
Thank you very much, and we definitely will continue our exchange.
Sounds good.